They're rowdy tonight. It's Texans late night. And why not be rowdy? Because it's Battle Red weekend, like we said in the opening segment. And we want to welcome our special guest, Shane Leckler. How about it for Shane? Future Hall of Famer. Does it kind of make you nervous when people say that? Because a lot of people introduce you that way. And is that kind of iffy for you? You don't want to.
It is because, you know, Ray just got in and I know how long he waited. And, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. It sounds good, but, you know, it kind of does put the pressure on the career extending, you know.
Right, right. Well, it's extended a long time already, Shane. You've punted. Wait, how many miles is it?
I think we've got it, 30.8 miles.
30.8 miles of punts that you've logged in
Did
your
you know
career.
This? Which
no,
is,
I didn't.
Which is just over 70% of the distance between here and East Bernard.
You know that?
So
punch your way
you have another, home. You have another 30% to go in your career, and once you get there, you can go home and retire. How about that?
That would be good. That would be fantastic. But 30 miles, that seems quite a big number.
Well, what's the secret, though? One of the secrets, anyway, of lasting so long in this league and being able to perform at a high level. I know it's a specialty, but, yeah, it's not too many people can do it the way you do it.
You know what? I think it's the way I approach the game or approach each training camp. For instance, I was brought in here last year, and, you know, right away, you know, I had to earn the respect of the new organization, new coaches, new teammates. And every year I've gone into any training camp, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, hey, man, you're replaceable. You better be on your stuff today. And that's how I approach every one of them.
I think it's funny that Shane Leckler thinks he's replaceable because Dwayne Brown just told us earlier this week on his show, he said, you know, I normally don't watch punters, but when Shane got here, he's like, I started watching punters because when Shane says he's going to kick it somewhere, it's within a few inches of where he's going to kick it. So did you know your teammates were so into watching punts?
No,
that the case always with you?
It wasn't. And, you know, and I don't want to talk bad about the Raider organization, which I came from. But, you know, I kind of got to a point there. I'd been there for so long, 13 years, and it became just kind of expected, you know, like he'll do it, you know,
yeah.
He'll do it. And I guess the appreciation of it just faded, and that's fine with me. I didn't care too much about it, but it is good to be at a new organization where people are like, oh, you know, I'd like to see what he can do and to be able to go out and perform in front of those guys.
Punting is just a lost art, Mark, I think, these days, right?
Whatever happened. Now, you still punt for the corner every once in a while, but the coffin corner, okay? That used to be the thing in the National Football League. Whatever happened to the coffin corner?
It did, you know, and I think, you know, it's still a very effective kick, I do believe. But I think Jeff Fegels was probably the last NFL guy to do it, and he did it for a long time. And, you know, and I can still do it every now and then. I'm not as consistent with it, so I shy away from it. I hit the Aussie rule ball or the rugby kick. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to, and it's worked out so far for me.
Right. Well, you're an Aggie, obviously, and they're having an up-and-down kind of season, but you were recently at a Texas A&M game with J.J. Watt, among others. Okay, Randy Bullock was with you guys. I think we have a photo from that one. Let's have a look at the there you are. Okay, and J.J. He was very well-received in Aggie land.
He was. He was.
Big surprise there, huh?
Yeah. He was. That's probably the last time I'll go with him in public anyway.
What's it like for you to go back, though, especially with all the changes to the facilities?
You know, I know Coach Sumlin, so that's, that's fine. But, you know, no one off of my staff that coached me are there anymore. But R.C. Slocum's still around, and I see him every time I go. And some of the equipment manager guys are still there. You know, the guys you need to know to get the gear. You know, those guys are still there. But, you know, they're having an up-and-down year, kind of like you said. I'm hoping they can turn it around and finish.
Strong finish in the SEC. Okay, Shane Leckler is with us, and we're going to play a game. I hope you're ready for this one. Okay,
yeah.
Never mind you need a 50, 60-yarder at the end of the game. This is a big one here. This is called Deep Steel Clue, and it's coming up next on Battle Red Weekend on Texans Late Night.